Today's show is brought to you by your dentist's office. The only place outside the bedroom where you wish you had a safe word.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
What's up with you today?
I am stressing out.
I am really stressed out.
Relax, it's almost the weekend.
Really? What is it?
It's Friday Eve.
Thursday.
So how should we pass the time?
Let's listen to our favorite radio show.
That'll cheer you up.
Hey, everybody. You know what time it is.
Let's do a show.
That's here right now.
Showtime!
Yep, the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get the live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You just enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And and she will. You can also find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. We repack the live show into a full-length podcast. That drops around noon or so. And you can find that every single stinking day, Monday through Friday. And you can go back in time. It's kind of like our virtual time machine. You can go back and listen to just about any episode that we've ever done since we started adding the podcast feature. And you can just ask Alexa, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA anywhere you get your podcasts, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to the podcast as well. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. Man, oh man, another snowy day. And I used to live in Pennsylvania, up in the mountains, western Pennsylvania, and I used to live in western Maryland, which is right on the border of West by God, Virginia. And in both places where I lived, although in western Maryland, we got so much snow, over 100 inches of snow on average per season. It just never stopped. And it was like you would take the kids trick-or-treating. There was measurable snow on the ground. They had to wear their boots. They had to wear their coats and their mittens and their hats over top their costumes. It was kind of ridiculous. And you would have snow still on the ground around Easter time. It was nut burgers. So, you know, of course, when I got here, when I moved here, now I like the occasional snow. I am not hating this at all. I'm not hating on the winter at all. This is, you know, it used to be in Lynchburg, at least what Tab told me, and other folks as well. Used to be that you guys would get snow almost all the time, and you know, at least, you know, maybe not the way we got snow up in the mountains in Pennsylvania, but you guys would get measurable snowfalls on the regular, and then that kind of, you know, with the changing climate and all that, that kind of went away. But here we are, and we've got plenty of white stuff, more stuff coming down today. Winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. So it's too soon to call. But yesterday, you know, looking around and driving around downtown Lynchburg yesterday, it seemed fine for us to open the tap room at Three Roads. We ended up opening it at 3 and then closing it at 6. So, yeah. And yes, in an abundance of caution, because people are driving from other places and they're not just all coming from downtown. And I get it. And our beer tenders and stuff, you know, for them to get around, and that it makes made sense. So it's too early to call right now at the time of this recording for us to determine if we're having the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series tonight at Three Roads. Local call band is scheduled to join us from 5 until 7. They're going to play a couple tunes. They're going to play their new release, maybe a couple covers. And it's all to promote their big show Friday night at the Academy Center of the Arts in the Warehouse Theater, and to, you know, get them some exposure on their new release that we are going to be spinning in the category we call Playing Here on Radio 434. So we will feature local call bands' latest release, and we're going to be playing that in a regular rotation on Radio 434. Pretty cool. We do that. We play local bands, local artists. The slogan of Radio 434 is taking local global. So we're going to do that. But again, too soon to call whether or not weather related, you know, whether we're going to still have the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series tonight with local call or not out at Three Roads. So just stay posted. Best place to do that is on our social media at the Mike Show VA, and that's, you can also watch our show segments at the Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. That is our Facebook page, but that handle works for our Instagram, our YouTube, MySpace, Your Place, My Face. I don't know, and all the other. Oh yeah, X, Twitter, whatever the heck they're calling it these days. At the Mike Show VA, that handle works for everything. All right, coming up, we have Foster, who's going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Foster's bringing a guest. Who is Foster bringing? Where is the thingy? Click the thingy. And it's Ronnie with Gross Orchard today. They're going to be popping on in just a few minutes. Plus, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts and really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. But today is Love Your Pet Day.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
All right. It's not, maybe not love them that way, but it's National Love Your Pet Day. We're going to talk about whether you're a dog person, whether you're a cat person, and what pets do, what they bring to your life, and if they know you better than any human. We're going to talk about that. Plus, our top list, top things people without pets are missing out on. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, the show open, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
House pets are bigger than ever. Surveys show more and more Americans are adding these lovable shedding creatures to their families. We are people loving our pets. PLOP for short. PLOP is a loose organization of people who love pets, and we encourage you to join us and add some love, happiness, fleas, dander, and undetected fecal matter to your home, too. Listen to this happy pet lover.
Oh, I love my dogs. They're two huskies, and they're huge. They've been very hard to housebreak, but boy, are they fun to walk 6, 8, 10, 12 times a day in all kinds of weather, round and round the block until they do their business. And then I get to pick it up with my hand inside an old plastic bag. And down, Eagle, no! Oh!
Whether it's a cat who can't find the litter box, a hamster who keeps getting out of its cage and crawling through the walls, a snake in your toilet, or a ferret smelling up the whole house, having a pet as part of your family gives everyone the opportunity to spend time on something they don't have time for together. And isn't that what life is all about? So join PLOP, People Loving Our Pets, and become a happy, carefree pet owner. And if you want a dog who won't stop barking, I'll gladly give you mine. Lassie, shut up!
Mark, don't yell at him!
Yeah, whatever. We're the people of PLOP, people loving our pets. Join us, won't you? Lassie, shut up!
Don't yell at the dog!
All right, it's the Mike Show. That was fun. So, today is National Love Your Pet Day. All right? Now, not Love Your Pet Day.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
No.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Love Your Pet Day, okay? And did we have another one? We did have another one. Well, this is... Here, let's play this.
The following radio show is more popular among pets than humans.
Yeah. Anyway. In a recent poll on pets... Here, let's get rid of this. Remove there. A recent poll on pets, 44% of people say they consider themselves a dog person. 18% are more of a cat person. I'm kind of both, but well, although my pet is Jerry the cat. Here, let me pull up a picture of Jerry real quick. Here, it's Jerry the cat. All right, here we go. Alright, here. I'm sharing screen. You can see this on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. That's Jerry the cat. Alright, he's my kitty. He's a big tubby kitty. And he's taken over my office chair. And that is his chair now. I can't work at my desk and sit in that chair. That is his chair. So what I have to do is I have to slide the desk chair over, and I have to grab a chair from the dining room and put it next to his chair so that I can work at my desk. So there's Jerry the cat. Anyway, but I've had dogs and I love dogs too. But I guess I would be more of a cat person at this point. 18% according to this survey are. 25% love them equally. I guess well then that would be me. 14% are neither. 77% of dog owners say they believe their dog knows them very well. Another 20% say their dogs know them somewhat well, meaning only 3% of people do not think their dogs know them well at all. In fact, 20% say their dogs know them better than their friends and family. 61% of cat owners say they believe their cat or cats know them very well. I would agree with that. Jerry knows exactly. He knows when I'm sick. He knows when I'm upset or irritated about something. He knows when I'm happy. 29% say their cats know them somewhat well, meaning 10% do not think their cats pay any attention to them. Probably because they're cats. Most of them don't care. 17% say their cats know them better than any humans. I would agree with that one, too. As for the type of relationship, 26% of dog owners say they're best friends with their dog. 23% consider themselves a pet parent. 16% consider dogs a companion. 13% say they're the owner. And 12% say they're a friend. 4% consider themselves the master of the pets. 2% say they're roommates with their dogs, and 1% say their dogs are their dog's servant. Things are different with cats. 21% of cat owners say they are pet parents or companions to their cat. That's me. 15% consider themselves a friend. 14% would say they're the owner, and 12% describe them as a best friend. 5% are a servant to their cats. Yeah. 4% consider themselves roommates, and 3% claim they're the master. Unfortunately, these are cats. We're not asking the same questions, which would have been fascinating. Anywho, that brings us to our top list. With today being National Love Your Pet Day, a day we celebrate the joys of owning a dog, a cat, a bird, and yes, weirdos, even iguanas. I loved our bearded dragon. Bearded dragons, out of all the lizard critters, are very, very smart. They're very social. They're trainable, and they're just about as smart as cats and dogs. I probably should look for, although this will derail the segment if I look for a picture of Charlie interacting with the animals. It might actually be easier than I think. There's one picture of Charlie. He's on my shoulder. These are photos of me. How about just my photos? All right. Well, I'm going to scroll through a little bit to find them. Sorry, guys. I realize it's like, you know, listening to paint dry. And my apologies. But I'll find it, and it will be worth it. It really will be. God, there's so many pictures of the animals. But I want to find... I'm looking specifically for the picture of the dogs, the cat, and Charlie, our bearded dragon, hanging out together. And just literally, just like, totally chill, hanging out together. I think I found where they are. I think I did. Well, there's definitely a picture of Charlie, but that's not with them hanging out. Again, my apologies for derailing the segment, because it's gonna be wonderful. You're gonna love it because top list is coming up, and it's extremely funny. Okay, here we go. I got a whole series of them. Rot hair. there. Share screen. Boom. There. That's Charlie. And he's hanging out with Lexi. But they both passed since then. There, Charlie again with the dogs and the cat. What a handsome boy. He's watching television. He's literally watching TV. I think we were watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Anyway. So there's Charlie. So that brings us to our top list. With today being National Love Your Pet Day, a day we celebrate the joys of owning a dog, a cat, a bird, and yes, even bearded dragons. As for those of you who don't have any fur or scale babies, find out why. That's got to change with today's list. Top things people are missing out on without pets. Top things people without pets are missing out on. All right, here we go. Number one, a sleep partner who scrunches perfectly into the outline of your body. Top things people without pets are missing. A cordless vacuum. You never have to recharge. It's applicable to food spills only. Top things people without pets are missing out on. A loyal servant who lays any bird it kills at your feet as a tribute. Top things people without pets are missing out on. An alarm that lets you know when the postal worker has once again dared step onto your porch to deliver mail. A roommate who never judges you for eating ice cream in bed. Top things people without pets are missing out on. An interior designer who gives your new leather couch that always stylish, shredded look. Top things people without pets are missing out on. A dermatologist who keeps your skin clear by licking it clean to wake you up every morning. and top things people without pets are missing out on. A passenger who never whines about your driving, unless you're going to the vet. There we go. The Mike Show. sorry for taking so long with that. I just wanted to share some of those pictures. Yeah, and Charlie has since passed. And then we got Marley, but Marley was he was very, very small. He ended up eating a cricket that was just ginormous. And the cricket just literally tore him up, and you know, so no more beardies for us, at least for a while. Oh yeah, I was looking at some other pictures. We have plenty of other things to do than look at pictures of pets on this show. I promise you, we've got not headline news. We've got five random facts. We've got your audio vault and stupid criminals, plus the good news that is all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jerry the Cat. No, it's brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Kentucky Fried Chicken is relocating its headquarters to Texas, but its clogged heart will always be in Kentucky. Nicole Kidman's LA home was burglarized. She was away at the time shooting another TV show your wife will watch without you. A Blue Blood spinoff called Boston Blue is headed to CBS. It'll star Donnie Wahlberg and Tom Selleck's mustache. Justin Bieber unfollowed Diddy on Instagram. And I'm not trying to insinuate anything, but he also unfollowed Johnson's Baby Oil. And Paul Simon is going on a four-month tour. Simon is 83. My advice, if you buy tickets for the fourth month, get the insurance.
Good Lord.
This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and it's the Thursday edition, or as we like to call it, Friday Eve. Snowy, snowy morning. That's their downtown tower cam looking at the river, if you can see it. All right, so let's do this. Do you consider yourself to be a daydreamer? Well, according to a comprehensive new study, three factors can contribute to whether someone remembers their dreams, like night dreamers. A person's general attitude towards dreaming. People who view dreams as meaningful were more likely to remember them. Their typical sleep patterns, and this is the most significant one, people who typically have longer periods of lighter sleep with less deep sleep were better at remembering their dreams. That, you know, that would describe, and I'm not, this is not bragging, but damn, that would be me. I don't tend to get into a deep sleep. I may have actually gotten into a deeper sleep last night, but I tend to be like out. It's like right there on the surface. And I think that happened when Maddie was born. And I think with all of my kids, I was at that level to some degree, because I was always, you know, very vigilant whenever they'd, you know, move around or make sounds or whatever. But more so, it was really amplified when Maddie was born. And number three, according to this, there's three factors. Okay, a person's general attitude towards dreaming, their typical sleep patterns, and their tendency to let their mind wander during waking hours. That's anybody who has ADD, adult attention deficit disorder, or anything. Yes, and that would be me as well. But here's the thing. I'm also OCD, but my ADD and my OCD seem to cancel each other out because I completely forget what I should be obsessing about. Thank you. The participants who regularly caught themselves daydreaming or engaging in spontaneous thoughts during the day were more likely to remember their dreams, even overnight. They also found younger people were better at remembering dream specifics, while older people were frequently reported white dreams. The heck is that? Where you wake up knowing you definitely had a dream, but can't remember anything about it. I guess like white noise, white dreams. The dream recall fluctuates seasonally. People who remember fewer dreams during winter months compared to spring and fall. It's interesting. There's still a lot of mystery surrounding dreams. This is just another step in trying to understand how the brain processes and stores memory during sleep. It's just fascinating. All right, coming up, we are going to get much more smarter with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia's 5K on the runway. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Usain Bolt says he ate about 100 McDonald's chicken nuggets each day.
Think I may need a kidney transplant.
At the 2008 Beijing Olympics.
Hello.
Hi. Because they were a familiar food he knew his stomach could handle. He ended up winning 3 gold medals at the Olympics. Number two, the first human beings were around 66 million years after the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And the T-Rex didn't evolve until 67 million years after early dinosaurs, which means the T-Rex were alive closer to you and me than it was to any of the other dinosaurs. Number three. Judge Judy debuted closer to the moon landing than to today. Judge Judy premiered first in 1996, which was 27 years after the moon landing, and more than 28 years from right now. Number four, Kleenex tissues were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup, but so many people wrote the company to say they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs that all the marketing shifted to that by 1930. Let's get some music in here. There we go. It's a little loud. Drop it down just a hair. Number five. A mulligan became a do-over in golf because of a guy named David Mulligan in Montreal, Quebec, Canada in the 1920s. He hit a bad shot. He decided to try it over. So his friends started calling that move a mulligan. And there we go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on-site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Good morning. How are you today?
Snowy. Yes. Yeah, it's as I mentioned to Ronnie off the air, I guess there's probably not much picking going on today.
There's not a whole lot going today. Yeah. I keep thinking the snow is over and then it starts up again.
Yeah, it's like a box of Kleenex. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. Foster joins us each and every Thursday from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Today is no exception. Even though we're all in snow day mode, although I came to the studio today, and I only live maybe like two blocks away, but because of the parking, you know, in downtown, and I don't think they're going to be ticketing, but you know, I figured, well, I'll bring the car today, you know, two blocks just to move it. And I hit, I actually didn't go down, that would be 10th Street, because that thing is like a ski slope.
Mm-hmm.
I figured, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to drive, get onto Main Street. I'm going to drive up to 12th. They usually keep that really, really good. And so I turned the corner, I hit the top of it, and... Yeah, it wasn't good. It was not good at all. But you know, given that I come from the mountains of Pennsylvania and I've dealt with that for years and years and years, I prevailed and no accident. Didn't even slide. I inched it down the hill and it was just fine.
Perfect. And see, I'm from good old Bedford, so I didn't even try to get out of my driveway this morning. I'm at home.
Well, that's a very smart call. And, you know, back in 2020, we did used to do the show from time to time from the house. But it's kind of a technical nightmare to try and make that happen. So I tough it. It's only two blocks, right?
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. But again, that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about the chamber. We're here to talk about Ronnie. And we're also going to talk about Gross's Orchards. Again, not much picking today, but there will be just right around the corner, I would imagine. Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We're looking forward to a great season. Of course, snow always brings some nutrients to the soil and encapsulates the soil, so there's no freezing to the root zones. So
okay.
We are blessed to have the snow, even though it may be a little difficult at times getting around. And, of course, we've got some events coming up pretty soon. But first, we have fruit tree sales at Gross's Orchard, not just fruit trees, but strawberry plants and all types of berries. And we'll have a great assortment of plants for sale real soon, starting the first week of March, which is right around the corner. And our first event will be on the second Saturday in April. That will be April the 12th.
Okay.
That's Apple Blossom Festival. And, of course, it's always a nice event, a little bit smaller event than the Apple Harvest Festival we have in the fall. But it's a great family fun-oriented event.
Very, very cool. And I'm looking on your social media right now, just going for some pictures. So tell us when did you get started? Has this been a generational farm for your family? Tell us your story.
Sure. So actually, our family come from where you're speaking of, Pennsylvania. We migrated down the valley through the Shenandoah. And landed at the Peaks of Otter near Abbott Lake, and there our family farm was around where Abbott Lake is now, the lodge itself.
Okay.
And over the years, we migrated around the mountain, didn't move very far, but we were, of course, still Bedford County, and I am a fifth-generation farmer. We've been raising apples and peaches, and, of course, now we've expanded to cherries, plums, nectarines, and all types of strawberries and blueberries and blackberries. But our family farm has deep roots of history here in the county, consecutively growing fruit, and direct marketing, of course, is a big thing that we try to do here in the Bedford area.
Nice. About how many folks do you employ?
We have about 12 at the moment.
Okay.
We're trimming trees. That's our task right now, trying to finish up trimming trees for the winter so we can start planting. We are putting in a great pick your own establishment, which we have already, but it's just going to be a little more organized and a little bit more user friendly. The trees will be much lower, and we are looking forward to that. Growing peaches in about 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Wow. That's neat. I have been, I'm kind of a Grand Tour, Top Gear nerd. And I've been hooked on watching Clarkson's Farm now. And he's the host of those two previous programs. Well, he owns a several thousand acre farm in England, and I've been watching his show, and it's fascinating. I'm into three seasons now. I've binged it with all this snow, and it's just fascinating. The business of agriculture. It's incredible. Let's talk about some of the statistics of agriculture in Bedford County, and where it ranks in percentage of jobs, or where it ranks in percentage of the economy. If you have those figures off the top of your head, and if not, there's no wrong answer.
Yeah, no. Well, cattle production is the number one producer of Bedford County ag. Horticulture would be on down the list because there's not as many farmers doing fruit and produce, but it is a huge impact, not only just jobs, but the economy. It's one of the larger employers of the county when you look at the whole county versus, some of the small businesses in Bedford, which is great that we, Bedford is a great place to live. Let me
say really is.
That. We're very fortunate because I think it's nice to have that mix of small business, mm-hmm. then we're not, looking to employment from just one large manufacturer. And sometimes that can be great for jobs, but at the same time, when it goes, the economy goes. So we're very diverse. We have tourism is a big part of Bedford County here. So, yeah, we're very fortunate.
And it's also fantastic when you dovetail both the tourism aspect and your orchard. Folks love to get out there. They love to come out and check out what you're doing. The pick your own is going to be a huge part of it.
Yes, sir. And it's a great stop for. I see a lot of grandparents bringing grandchildren and educating them about where their peaches and apples come from, and just about agriculture in general. So it's great to have. We have created a destination to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. That is one of the stops that a lot of people that are traveling, vacationing, grandparents, like I said earlier, are keeping their grandchildren for the summer for a week or so. And it's one of their calendars that they mark as Gross's Orchard. We're proud to be able to be a part of that.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, we appreciate you guys coming on with us. Ronnie, we appreciate everything that you do, everything that the farmers do for our community as well. It's just a tremendous industry, and we thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on the show today, and on behalf of Gross's Orchard.
Absolutely. Folks, you can learn more. You can check out Gross's Orchard on social media. You can check out their Facebook. You can check out their website. But just get down there. Maybe not today, but sometime in the near future when we thaw out, that'd be great. Foster,
Mike,
hi. So what's going on at the Bedford Area Chamber?
Well, it's kind of funny. We're kind of getting started back up the first week of March as well. Ronnie will have all his trees and stuff ready, and we'll actually have a legislative event that week that'll be kind of kicking off the rest of the big events for the rest of the spring. So our legislative wrap-up breakfast, we've done it for many, many years, and it is a morning event, 7:30 to 9 a.m. You'll get to see the sunrise. And we invite all of our state legislators, as well as our local officials, whether it be the county, the sheriff's office, the town, you name it. Everybody kind of comes together with our business community and our chamber members to talk about the General Assembly session. So we'll have a moderated Q&A with our state legislators, and they will talk about all the things that they wanted to get through, that they maybe got passed, and how those wins and those losses will impact us back in Bedford. And anybody is able to submit a potential question for this event to let their voice be heard. And so it'll be an amazing event. It'll be March 4th, 7:30 to 9 at Cedar Oaks Farm.
And you have to register in advance. You have to get your tickets. And tickets are available if you're a chamber member. I believe they're a little bit less than a non-chamber member, correct?
Yes. So we have usually 9 times out of 10, the chamber members are going to get a nice discount. That's just part of the benefits of being a chamber member. Mm-hmm. But we're also excited to offer a free ticket to each chamber member. So maybe you've never been able to attend just because of the price. Well, you can this year, and it's a great networking opportunity. So even if you're able just to come for a little bit at the beginning, eat your breakfast and leave without hearing the Q&A, I still think it's very worth it. It's a great way to start your day in a really unique way.
Who's your moderator this year?
It is, as always, Tim Saunders. I love when Tim moderates for us. He's just so excellent. Does a great job every time.
He's a tremendous, tremendous person. Yes. With a background in media, and I had a chance to meet Tim when we first built our first radio station here in Lynchburg. He was working for one of the local TV stations and came and did a story about us. And I've always liked Tim, not just because of that, because he gave us some publicity, but his reporting has always been fantastic, and he's just an overall great guy.
Yeah, Tim he's a great speaker. He's a great person. He's not only like good with a crowd or like in front of a camera, like he's so engaging, it's crazy. But he's so knowledgeable about so many different topics, whether it be legislation, local government, state government, workforce development, the economy. He's just is a wealth of information, and it's always a joy to have him because, I mean, moderating is not always an easy job, and he makes it look effortless.
No, he's a good guy, a lot smarter than me. So the legislative breakfast that is again on what day?
March 4th. It's a Tuesday from 7:30 to 9.
All right. But get your tickets. Secure your tickets now. If you log on to the Bedford Area Chamber's website, bedfordareachamber.com, and click on the events calendar, and you'll find the legislative wrap-up breakfast. Get your tickets. Get your place. This is the opportunity for you to actually engage our legislators. These folks mm-hmm. work for you, and this is the opportunity for you to get the lowdown directly from them and let your voice be heard and yep. eat some bacon.
I know. How often can you say that you ate like a parfait or drank a cup of coffee with your delegate or your senator?
Or
bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
Yeah.
You had that ready to go.
Yeah, yes, I did. That's really, really cool. What's the next event after that?
After that, we have our spring job fair. So that's my favorite event that we do. It's a huge one, as you know. And since I've been here, we've grown it a lot with a lot of different like little offerings and different things that we can do for both businesses and for job seekers. So that'll be April 18th. Once we get through the legislative wrap-up breakfast, I will have so much to tell you about that. We already have a good amount of signups. We've had about 40 to 50 businesses that have attended the last couple of years, and it just continues to grow. So I'm really excited. We're going to be at Jefferson Forest High School this year during spring break. So it's perfect location. We're going to have a lot of great things going on. And if you need a job, or if you're just looking to make connections with a lot of different employers in the region, mm-hmm. this is the event to attend.
And one of the takeaways, and real quick, that I love the programming that you guys are putting into things, and it's not just a bunch of booths. Yes, you will meet a ton of businesses that are looking for employees at this point, but there's so many different workshops and stuff that you put into this that really makes it relevant. And it's a lot of bang for the buck, not only for the businesses, but for job seekers as well. So looking forward to that. Entry is free for those looking for a job.
It is. It's a big public job fair. There is a fee for the businesses that attend, but you get a lot out of it. You get lunch, you get this great opportunity. There's a lot of other things that are baked in. We're providing tables for everybody this year, which is a big thing because, I mean, it's just me and Kayla working at the chamber.
Yeah.
So to bring in 50, 60 tables for everybody is a big deal, and we're excited to be able to do that. We're getting Wi-Fi. We're going to have like a little lounge for everybody this year. It's cool. Going to be awesome. I'm really excited. I can't wait for it.
I'll bring the box of wine.
Yeah.
Because I'm classy that way. Well, Foster, thank you so much for joining us each and every Thursday. We talk business, just business, maybe. Talking business in the Chamber of Commerce. If you're not already a member, why? It's very, very affordable. You can grow your circle of influence and make your contacts and grow your business just by attending just a few events that are very substantive these days at the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. So get with Foster, get with Kayla, find out how you can become a member, log on to their website, bedfordareachamber.com. All right. Well, Foster, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to, well, it stopped snowing as of now. So I think I'm going to put my snowshoes on and make my way to the house. No, I'm just kidding.
Do a little snow dance.
Yeah, I'm going to make snow angels. Maybe that'll cheer me up. All right, Foster, we will talk with you again soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered.
Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, awards season continues this weekend with the SAG Awards. Next weekend, it's the Oscars. You can also check these out.
The Emmys,
the Golden Globes,
the Grammys,
the Tonys,
the Oscars.
So many award shows, so little time.
And the winner is...
Which ones are worth watching?
You know I haven't got my glasses.
Find out with the Awardees.
I picked up the wrong cards.
The only awards show that awards awards to awards shows worth watching.
The Emmy for directing for a variety special goes to... The Oscars.
Yes, whether you stream the Awardees or watch the Awardees on TV, one thing's for sure. The Awardees Awards won't be awarded to awards shows that aren't worth awards, which awards you with time away from awards shows.
Thank you to the Academy.
The Awardees. Awarding awards never felt so rewarding. Now that deserves an award.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, let's go to viral videos. Okay, there's a video of a toy a guy bought on Temu. It's going viral because it's got some fun typos. It's a toy where wood blocks fit in different shapes. So instead of trapezoid, it says teepazoid. Instead of heart, they wrote heart-shapen. And instead of star, they went with pentagram. Technically, that one's not totally wrong, but it's a weird choice. Here, listen.
Temu strikes again. This on his face looks like a completely normal puzzle, right? We got teepazoid, we got heart shapen, and we've got, to top it all off, pentagram. Thanks a lot, Temu.
Yeah. Temu, of course, you all know, is a Chinese e-commerce company.
Hello.
Hi. Maybe this guy should buy educational toys that are quality checked here in the USA. Yes. All right. So is the secret to reheating pizza dunking it in water first? I don't know. Let's listen to this woman on the TikTok.
The best way to reheat your pizza. If you dunk your pizza in water before air frying or microwaving it, it turns out just as fresh as when you bought it. Let's dunk it into the water, now into the air fryer. All right, I put it in for 3 minutes. It's definitely feeling crispier on the crust. Let's do a taste test. It tastes exactly how it tasted last night, fresh from the box.
I don't know. How about this? A Pennsylvania man holds the Guinness World Record for the largest slide chart collection with over 3,100 pieces. Here's Dale Rupert talking about his record-breaking collection.
I pulled one up. I thought, oh, that's sort of cool. I think I'll get that. And then as I thought further, I realized, oh, I can get this whole box for under 10 bucks. And that's when the collection began. Today, 23 years later, I'm over 3,100, and I got I bought two last week.
I bet his wife really loves them. A plump-looking beaver.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Has been spotted in Chicago, and now the community is trying to find a good name for it. Here is Sammy Clark. A beaver researcher.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She said.
I just had it stuffed.
Mm-hmm. Let me help you with that.
Yeah. She's a researcher with Urban Rivers talking about the beaver and naming it.
This beaver is in the Bubbly Creek area. Seeing this individual looking so plump, especially this time of year, gives us hope that it's possible that it could be the female pregnant again.
That also is the next call out about the name suggestions. I noticed a couple of good ones. Dam Ryan and also Sigourney Beaver.
Well, one of my favorites is Rotundra. Another one that's a little bit less silly, but I think kind of like poignant, is named after Rachel Carson, a marine biologist, and it's Rachel Barkson.
Okay. All right. Good Lord. All right. There's been another airplane crash, this time in Arizona. Two small airplanes collided in Arizona, leaving two dead. It happened in an uncontrolled field, which means that air traffic control doesn't regulate that airport. Here's Captain John Cox talking about the crash and clarifying what an uncontrolled field is.
Small airplanes go in and out of uncontrolled fields frequently. They depend on radio positions to tell each other where the airplanes are and also visually to watch out for other airplanes. Similar to driving a car, you look outside to make sure you don't hit anything.
Okay. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception, since today is National Love Your Pet Day. There's comedian Nick Swardson on celebrities buying exotic pets.
I want to get a pet for my apartment. Like, I want to get an exotic one. Like, I always think it's cool when celebrities get, like, a really crazy animal. Like, they're like, yeah, so-and-so has 27 giraffes. You're like, what? Really? I think that's cool. Like, Michael Jackson had, like, a whole zoo. Like, I want to have zoo animals, but, like, still have, like, a one-bedroom apartment. Just to be weird, you know what I mean? Just have, like, a cheetah. Just walk around my apartment, you know what I mean? Why not? And just have, like, get-togethers, but don't tell anybody that I bought a cheetah. So people walk in, like, what's up, dude? Oh, my God! Is that a cheetah? And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Just don't touch him. He's like, running around my apartment. He's just running around at like 80 miles an hour. Just mauling people. Ow! I'm like, cheetah, sit. Cheetah. Ah! Cheetah, sit. He doesn't listen. Bad cheetah. Yeah, you're a bad cheetah.
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. But firmly, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A lot of criminals have a losing record against the police, but there's a guy in Indiana who claims he wins more than he loses. The man's name is William Pat Demers. Pate Demers? I don't know. He led the Indy police on an 18-minute high-speed chase last weekend with speeds into the triple digits. They ended up on Raceway Road in the neighborhood of Speedway. Okay. He eventually pulled over and stopped and told the police he was giving up because the officers chasing him were really good and he wanted to put an end to it before anyone got hurt. Well, he said he took off because he's a habitual traffic violator and that he always runs from the police because, well, he's good at it. William said his record is 6-3 versus the police. But he also said that he's always been able to shake the Indy police when he drives away. Well, until now, apparently. He was charged with resisting arrest and reckless driving. And then there's this. A Michigan man is accused of driving 700 miles all the way to Pennsylvania to light a house on fire where a man who was talking to his ex-girlfriend lives. Luckily, all six people in the home survived, and Harrison Jones was arrested. Here are police talking about the fire.
This is a family's worst nightmare, to be asleep in their home, not knowing that a stranger broke into their home and attempted to take their lives by setting their home on fire.
Smoke is seen coming from the rear of the property and an explosion of fire. He drove over 730 miles, 11 hours, to do what he did, and then drove directly back home.
Good Lord. And then there's this, a burglar in Britain. Hi there. Was caught in the act by a Home Alone style bucket trap. Paul Howell was spooked and tripped over a string tied to a bucket of water, which tipped over and soaked his shoes. He then ended up fleeing the property and was caught a few days later. Do we have sound on this?
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Okay, we don't. There is good news. Oh, did we have another? This isn't criminal, but this is kind of interesting. I probably might lead to some sort of legal action. I don't know. This is the 2025 version of Switched at Birth. A 38-year-old woman named Kirstina Murray is suing a fertility clinic in Georgia after they implanted the wrong embryo. I mean, yikes. She ended up giving birth to somebody else's baby. She used a donor to get pregnant in 2023 and gave birth that December, but she immediately knew something was wrong because she's white, the kid was black. She'd selected a donor with dirty blonde hair and blue eyes, so she knew that the donor wasn't African American either. But she took the baby home and cared for him anyway. She bought an at-home DNA test, got the results a month later. Test confirmed she and the boy were not related. She told the clinic that they figured out the embryo. She told the clinic and they figured out the embryo belonged to another couple who were clients. So that couple had to sue for custody and she gave the kid up voluntarily. He was about 5 months old at that point. Christina's lawyer says the whole thing has been devastating. She bonded with the kid, breastfed him, took him to all his doctor's appointments, but she hasn't seen him since. It's not clear how much she's suing for. The lawsuit says in excess of $75,000, but a jury could decide to give her a lot more than that. The fertility place put out a statement saying they immediately did an in-depth review and put additional safeguards in place to make sure it never happens again. Goodness. What else? Was there one more? again, this isn't criminal, or is it? Is it getting harder to find stuff on Google? And are they doing it on purpose? The site Wallet Hub just went after them, claiming they're intentionally making their own product worse because they realized it's more profitable. Huh? If you find what you're looking for in 2 seconds, you don't spend much time looking at the ads. Oh, I get it. So the idea is they're drawing the process out and forcing us to look longer. Over half of Google's revenue comes from those ads. Wallet Hub, time spent listening, I get it. Wallet Hub posted a bunch of data to support it. They say that Google even did their own study in 2020 that found worse search results would, quote, not result in a significant loss of revenue. Okay. Normally, making your product worse wouldn't be good for business. So it all hinges on that idea that Google has very little competition, too. Basically, even their search function gets worse and worse. They're confident you still won't use Bing if their search function. Okay. Take two. Basically, even if their search function gets worse and worse, they're confident you still won't use Bing. Okay, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. A 94-year-old woman from San Diego, or Santiago, it means Wales, but never mind. Her name is Barbara Ribeiro, had a pretty cool reunion this month. Back in 1961, she found a missing toddler at the bottom of a pool and saved the kid's life. His name is Ben Colwell. They hadn't seen each other since it happened 64 years ago. Here they are reuniting.
Hello, young man.
It's so nice to see you again.
Been a long time.
Ended up in the pool.
It's a mystery, but prompted me to go where I did go. Scary, yeah. Frightening.
Nobody really knew how long that I had...
had been down there. She had me give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and it worked.
When I really think of it, I just think hand of God. He made sure that I made it for some reason.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's their United Way 5K on the Runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit UWRunway5K.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. All right, so let me pull this graphic up real quick. So far, it's still a little bit too early to tell. However, stay tuned to our social media today at The Mike Show VA on Facebook. We still have the local call band scheduled to appear tonight for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. We do that at happy hour from 5 until 7. So local call band is still on track as far as we know. To join us, and the tap room is still on track to be open as far as we know. But we want you to stay tuned and stick around to find out if that's the case. We'll keep you posted. But again, right now, all indication is that yes, local call band will be joining us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Here, let me bring up their graphic real quick. Boom, boom, yeah. So we'll check. We'll continue to check in with those fellows. We'll check in with the tap room. We'll make sure that everything's copacetic for today, and we will post on social media as soon as we know if there are any changes. But right now, the word is, we will be hosting our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series tonight, 5 to 7 for happy hour at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We'll see ya later on.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?